Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a clear and warm morning across Israel, with sunny skies shining over major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, a report from Ynet, just in. IDF reservist Alexander Glovanyov was killed in a Hezbollah drone strike near the Lebanon border. Also, according to I-24 News, an Israeli soldier was killed near the border with Lebanon. The soldier has been identified as Command Sergeant Major Alexander Glovanyov. Also this hour, JNS reports that IDF's Kefir Brigade troops dismantled Gaza terror tunnels earlier today. They uncovered weapons and explosives during the operation. Separately, Axios informs us that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon earlier today. This proposal could impact a peace deal with Iran. And finally, from JTA, a man who firebombed a Boulder Israeli hostage march was sentenced to life in prison earlier today. The attack resulted in the death of a Jewish woman. Here's what people are saying online. Manny Fabian, a journalist, posted just minutes ago that an IDF reservist was killed in a Hezbollah drone attack in northern Israel. The soldier was named as Alexander Glovanyov. Ynet Global, a news outlet, posted earlier today that Glovanyov was killed in a drone attack near the Lebanon border, 2 days after three other Israeli soldiers were targeted. I24N, EWS English, an Israeli news broadcaster, shared that Glovanyov was killed during combat operations near the Israel-Lebanon border earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tragic news from the Lebanon border. According to Ynet, Alexander Glovanyov, a 47-year-old reservist from Petah Tikva, died in a drone strike by Hezbollah. This attack highlights ongoing tensions along the northern border. It underscores the risks faced by Israeli forces in the region. Turning to the Gaza Strip, JNS reports that the IDF's Kefir Brigade successfully dismantled terror tunnels in the central Gaza Strip earlier today. They discovered weapons and rockets, reducing the immediate threat to Israeli communities. This operation is part of broader efforts to secure the border areas. Meanwhile, Axios reports that former President Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, which could pave the way for negotiations with Iran. This development adds a layer of complexity to the political landscape, with potential implications for regional stability. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Israeli video tech firm Anyclip has entered insolvency proceedings. The company faces an $11 million debt crisis amid market turmoil. Separately, Walla Business notes that the dollar has hit a 30-year low, trading at 2.92 shekels. This drop is linked to recent U.S. announcements impacting global currency markets. And finally, Ynet Business highlights that Copilot Kit has raised $27 million for its new AI platform. The Seattle-based startup's tech is gaining traction with significant implications for AI innovation. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.